It's time for another B moment. Let's let our hearts say, this is my B moment, my moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. So today I am having the challenging but necessary talk with myself about the importance of protecting my spirit. You know, as a mom and having given birth to two sons, I was very protective over my body when I was with child and pregnant, you know, but sometimes we are pregnant with our own life's calling or a vision or a purpose that God has called us to. And we have to be equally protective over what we expose our spirits to. And some of that might involve denying ourselves, which is sort of the tough part. Because when evilness comes, it comes to do just that. It's not necessarily about you as much as it is about attacking your destiny and your purpose. So Solomon is a great example because he starts out on the high, you know, Solomon, the son of David, he serves God, he asks God for wisdom, but Solomon's weakness is women. And he has 300 wives, he has several hundred concubines. And one of the things that's really important about Solomon with the women is that the women did not know or love God. Many of them did not. And so Solomon let that energy into his space, and that began to debilitate him. You know, Solomon asked God for more, but when God gives us more, more responsibility comes with that. And so the scripture today is Matthew 9:16-17. No one pours new wine into old wineskins. No, they pour new wine into new wineskins, and both are preserved. So, will you choose to protect your life's calling and work by being more selective about what you choose to expose your spirit to? Finally, share this B moment as others also desire to be inspired.